AI data centers that are now popping up all across the country. These are massive industrial complexes that are being built across the U.S. And like locusts or some kind of old world plague, they are devouring up everything in their path. And while big tech calls it the future, it may be a dystopian future. So many Americans already experience it as a nightmare. I'm talking about much higher electric bills, water shortages, and even land grabs. And the craziest part here, you're paying for every bit of it. Take a look at this map. The United States already has thousands of data centers operating right now. And according to new research, another 3,000 to 3,500 are planned or already under construction globally. They require a staggering 190 gigawatts of power. To put that in perspective, that's more electricity than some entire countries use. And these facilities aren't just eating up electricity, they are devouring water. The U.S. data center industry is already using 449 million gallons of water every single day. Now, here's where the story gets really dark. Because while big tech executives promise innovation, ordinary people are being crushed. According to reports by CBS, some residents living near new AI data centers have seen their power bills skyrocket by as much as 267%. Americans cannot afford their electric bills because of the electricity they aren't even using. And while the data centers themselves are paying reduced industrial electricity rates. So understand what's happening here. You pay more so big tech can pay less. That's the deal. These companies are building digital empires, Amazon, Google, Meta, Oracle, and entire communities are being forced to subsidize it. In Georgia, power companies are now moving forward with a massive $17 billion data center project. And to build it, more than 20 homeowners could be forced off their property and off their land through eminent domain. Now think about that. Your home, your property, your family land taken so that AI servers can generate chatbots and surveillance systems and digital advertising. This isn't just happening in Georgia. Look at this monster. It is called the Stratos Hyperscale Data Center, and it's a project that's expected to be around 40,000 acres in Utah. That's 2.5 times the size of Manhattan. 2.5 times. It will use more than double the entire electricity consumption of the entire state of Utah. One facility in Utah will use more than double the electricity of the entire rest of the state. That is staggering. And reports say it was approved through a loophole that avoided full public scrutiny. Of course it did, because if people actually understood what was happening, they would never approve this. The issue has turned so heated that hundreds of protesters turned up at the site demanding a chance to vote on the issue. This happened just last week because it's their right too. Instead, Kevin O'Leary, one of the famous backers of this project in Utah, is calling those people, those citizens, foreign plant. Kevin O'Leary, one of the sharks of Shark Tank, says any resistance to data centers in this country is a national security issue. You saw the hat he was wearing. It said Utah National Security. Here's the thing. What do these data centers do to protect Americans? If anything, these data centers raising prices, taking over using all of our water, that's a security issue. What is Kevin O'Leary saying about that? What is the government doing about that? You see, it's not just a national security issue. He's saying it because he wants to sow fear, and then you will be so in fear that you shut up and you don't talk about this anymore. We do that with everything. We do it with war, the war in Iran, the war in Ukraine, coronavirus. Shut your mouth and take your medicine. But the thing is, it's a bigger national security issue that we could soon struggle for basic necessities. And that's happening right now. There are some watchdogs who are sounding the alarm here. The North American Electric Reliability Corporation, the group responsible for monitoring grid stability across the U.S. and Canada, it just issued its highest level warning, a level 3 essential action alert. That is not normal. The report explains that AI data centers create massive power swings that can destabilize entire electrical grids in seconds. And grid operators currently do not have adequate systems to handle it. So while politicians talk about smart cities, the people actually running the grid are warning about blackouts. And then there's the quality of life. Look at this. Videos like you just saw there have been shared online showing residents living near the facilities, and they describe that constant humming all the time. The issue is so bad, they say it disrupts their sleep. Some say it sounds like you're living next to an airport that never turns off. Here's the part that nobody in corporate media wants to talk about. These data centers are not just powering AI chatbots. They are powering the infrastructure of the next digital and surveillance era. Surveillance, facial recognition, predictive policing, digital AI systems, flock cameras, and eventually a central bank digital currency. That's what this is really all about. Control through infrastructure. And now, after years of ignoring this explosion, it seems like the federal government is starting to notice. The Energy Information Administration now says it wants to force data centers to report how much power they're using. Will it do any good? It tells you something very important, though. The government may not even fully understand the scale of what's already being built. At least one hand in the government doesn't know what the other hand is doing. And that should maybe not surprise you, but it should terrify you. We're seeing the impacts of growth without restraint. And now people are starting to realize, folks, this isn't just the future. It's a corporate takeover of your physical space, a corporate takeover of water, of power, of land, of communities. And the costs are being dumped directly onto you, on your electric bill, on your water supply, on your property value, on your quality of life, all so that big tech can build the backbone of the AI economy, the same economy that plans to eliminate most of our jobs and most of our futures. This AI story, it's all over X, it's all over Instagram, and despite what Kevin O'Leary wants to pretend, it ain't the Chinese that are pushing it. It's Americans who are saying, what is going on in my community? What is happening to my electric bill? And why am I being forced off my property because some American oligarch wants to build a massive data center that's using more energy than the rest of the state?
Yeah, well, it's great to join you, Ben. And to Kevin O'Leary, you know, I would say, how dare you suggest that when Americans have concerns about noise pollution, light pollution, using up all their water, taking over farmland, and destroying local ecosystems, you know, how dare you suggest that they are foreign agents? You know, the American people have every right to protect their communities and to protect their resources that have kept them and their ancestors alive through the founding of this nation. We deserve to have access to the water that's local to our region and to the farmland that provides the food that we live on. And, you know, these data centers, they have no benefit to the local people that they are threatening and displacing. The outcome from these data centers will be job replacement. So it's not like you can even pitch this as saying, hey, people, if you put up with this airport sound of all these gas turbines running 24/7, with, you know, a gigawatt of power, let's say. If you put up with this, then you're going to have this abundance, this utopia. You're going to have all this, you know, job opportunities. No, it's actually the worst of both worlds. You're going to have all this noise, all this pollution. We're going to take your water. We're going to destroy the value of your real estate. And then the product of this data center will take your job. And I say that, Ben, as an AI developer myself. I'm a very accomplished AI developer. I support the overall technology of AI when used for humanity, but what they're doing with these data centers, this is a threat to humanity.
Yeah, and it's all about surveillance. We know that's what so much of these data centers are there for, but I think you're making such an important point, right? Which is that for the American people, what's in it for us? There's nothing. There's nothing good that's gonna come from that. Thomas Massie had put forward a bill recently that made it illegal, it would have made it illegal had it become law, to build AI data centers on farmland. And he says, you can't eat AI. And it's so true, right? There is this huge disconnect between what is good for the American people and what is good for this kind of tech oligarch world that continues to consume all of the resources, and they're consuming up all of, it feels like they're consuming up humanity. That's what it feels like they're doing. There's no jobs in the future because AI is going to take all the jobs. It's going to replace so many people. It's going to replace massive amounts of our workforce. It's not necessarily making our lives better in the long term, but in the short term, it's having these dismal effects on people who right now are barely making it.
Yeah, and if you listen to the top tech company CEOs and tech leaders, they will tell you that what they're seeking to do is to build artificial general intelligence, or AGI, that can replace most cognitive human work, which would be office jobs, but also lots of customer support jobs already being replaced. But I'm talking about even jobs in the legal profession, the writing profession, filmmaking profession, et cetera. Anywhere that there's human intelligence at work, their goal in the tech space is to replace that. And they don't care that they displace you. And by the way, with humanoid robots that are powered by these AI systems, which will take a few more years to fully mature, they will also replace a significant amount of human labor, including agricultural labor. So we're talking about the displacement of tens of millions of jobs in the United States over the next few years between now and 2030. And so how are you going to afford to move? If they've destroyed the value of your real estate because they've installed 50 gas turbines that make it so no one wants to buy your property, how are you supposed to afford to move? Because the value of your real estate has collapsed, your water is contaminated, the wildlife that used to exist around your home have either fled or been killed off because of the noise pollution and the heat. There's so much heat pollution. That data center that you mentioned there, Ben, is reportedly going to be producing as much heat as 23 atomic bombs every single day in the middle of the Utah arid area, right by the Great Salt Lake. That's a tremendous amount of heat that will impact condensation cycles that wildlife depend on. So everybody that supports life, whether it's human life or ecological life, should be opposed to the location of these data centers near natural ecosystems or human communities.
Absolutely. Staying with Kevin O'Leary for one more minute, because there's some other people who I think we can talk about. But the fact that he would make these ludicrous statements about, oh, we should be doing a forensic audit of all the finances of everybody who stands up to him, everybody who says something about it, that he's going to go through their bank accounts and figure out whether they're paid by China. What he is ignoring is the fact that he pointed out we had this unanimous vote by the council, the county council. That's absolutely true. It was a unanimous vote. But what he leaves out is the hundreds of people who showed up in protest, who live in that community, who showed up to protest the unanimous vote. And the fact is this, if you watch that video, and I'm sure you've seen it, it's been all over the internet, this video of again, hundreds of people in a absolutely packed auditorium where this vote is taking place, they are chanting no. They are yelling shame at the county commissioners, and the county commissioners are not representing the people. They're not representing the community that turned out and said, don't vote for this, it's not good for us. And so he got a unanimous vote of a bunch of people who are probably on the take to say, yes, we'll do this, we'll sell out our community, and we'll give Kevin O'Leary whatever he wants. But this is happening to so many. Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, he is one of the major partners in a massive one that's being built. I think it's 5 miles long in Texas. Ted Cruz, I believe, has bought into one of these. So some of the most powerful people in our society are a part of this, and the average person just has no shot of standing up to it.
That's right. The people get steamrolled by big tech that will roll in with teams of attorneys that will threaten the local counties or cities that are involved, threaten the zoning authorities, etc. They also make them sign NDAs so that there's zero transparency and the people aren't allowed to know who are the tenants, what kind of research is going to be conducted here. Could this data center possibly be considered a strategic target by Russia or China? Does this put our community in danger of receiving an incoming nuclear weapon in the future because this data center is running some autonomous Skynet kill system for the Department of War? None of these questions are allowed to be asked. It's a total black box of death. I call them, I'm starting to call them not data centers, but death centers. And again, I'm not opposed to putting these in orbit, Ben. Put them in orbit or put them in a completely dead desert somewhere. There's even floating data centers that you can put in pods on the ocean where they're not going to disrupt human life or natural ecosystems on land. I'm not opposed to data centers per se, but where they're putting them and how they're destroying the resources that humans depend on in order to live, this is extremely destructive, and the backlash is growing, and it's going to continue to grow until this is stopped.
Well, I agree with you. The backlash is growing. I think the problem is, how do you stop it at this point? Because it's going to take some awfully brave people who get elected to office to stand up against this. And it feels like, as I mentioned in the previous question, all the powerful people are shareholders in this. And that's where this thing becomes so such a slippery slope, right? Is that they all become shareholders and then they use terms like national security, whatever that means,
right?
Because they call everything national security. Everything the government does and everything the government does in connection with big tech is all considered a national security issue. Therefore, you can't say anything about it or you're a traitor.
And you're subsidizing it because these installations also come with property tax abatement mm-hmm. from the local authorities. So the people that are suffering from this, that are suffering the noise pollution, et cetera, they have to subsidize this because their property taxes don't get discounted. And then they're also, at the same time, maybe losing their jobs as a result of the tech that comes out of these data centers. So it's lose, lose, lose for the people. It's win, win, win for big tech and maybe the Pentagon. That's what this is.
And people, of course, would call this, well, it's capitalism. It ain't capitalism, right? This is cronyism. It's that system where government gives these contracts and gives the ability and rights to these companies, abatements, as you mentioned. You know, one thing a lot of people don't realize is that with some of these massive AI data centers, they have taken so much electricity, they use so much electricity that at certain points when there is a need for them to power down, right, they'll power down for, you know, overnight sometimes. And when they do that, they're now selling back energy to the grid, but they're not using it. They're not actually sending anything to the grid. They're just not stealing more, which means that they're written into a lot of these contracts. They receive now free energy from the grid because they turned off their power. I wish it worked like that for me. I could turn off my lights at nighttime and then I could get free energy. It doesn't work that way for the rest of us. And so there's at least one AI data center that I've seen that has received about $4 billion in free energy. It pays nothing. And it's totally subsidized by the people in the community who were living around it.
And some of them have illegally tapped into the water mains. And they're stealing millions of gallons of water from the people also at the same time. That's been discovered. And by the way, I don't call it capitalism either. I call it technocratic imperialism. That's what this is. This is forcing your community to accept this imperial presence of an autonomous weapon R&D center that destroys life in a radius around it and steals your home and your farm through eminent domain. And the result is you'll probably lose your job anyway. So it's bad for humanity.
Last thing I would say about Kevin O'Leary, he pointed out the socialists, some group, you know, oh, are these socialists trying to stop us? You know what's sad to me, Micah? I'm not a socialist. I have no love for socialism, communism, any of that. However, it's sad to me if the only voices that are standing up to this kind of stuff are socialist groups or communist groups. How pitiful and how sad that would be. Because, you know, this whole concept of America first and this whole concept of putting the people in this country first, that's not a socialist or communist idea. That's an American idea. And it just seems to get trampled every time somebody tries to stand up and say, this isn't really good for our people. And our way of life just keeps getting worse.
And this is why zoning laws exist and they should be enforced in this case. And, of course, I'm not a socialist either. You know, I'm a conservative libertarian Texan, pro-Second Amendment, live on a ranch myself, take care of animals, and I'm an AI developer. And I support the underlying technology. We just have to put it in the right place and stop displacing communities of humans out of their own homes and farmlands.
Yeah, and that's really what it comes down to.
The Health Rangers Store Memorial Day sale begins May 21st at 11 a.m. and it lasts through May 26th. We've got some great specials for you during that entire sale event. And it starts at 11 a.m. on May 21st. Double points on all purchases. This is huge. So in essence, you're getting about 10% back in terms of loyalty points that you can use against future purchases, or you can convert those points into book tokens to do full-length book creation at brightlearn.ai or to do more in-depth research with our AI agents at brightanswers.ai. So those tokens are dual use, or you can just use the loyalty points on future purchases at healthrangerstore.com. So I guess it's really triple use. But we've got a lot of things on sale. For example, organic lucuma powder, which is a nice natural sweetener, 40% off. We've got discounts on things like orange essential oil, Groovy Bee, Superfood, freeze-dried organic whole corn. organic pumpkin spice oat latte powder. That's quite delicious, by the way. And many other products that will help you stock up on food as we are facing, you know, a situation in our world where food supplies are going to become quite critical in many areas. But on top of all of the food items and nutritional supplements and personal care that we have on sale with double points during this sale event, we also have third-party vendors that have extended discounts through our store that includes Nahaya Active Organics, which is a personal care and skincare line that's absolutely extraordinary. We have Sharkey Forged Steel Tools at 20% off. That's highly unusual. We have the Garden Towers. We've got Delilah Home that has organic cotton and many other amazing fabrics. Those are 10% off. You can check out all the sale items at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. All one word, no space, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And again, the sale begins at 11 a.m. on May 21st, and it lasts through May 26th. Again, double points on everything during this Memorial Day sale, which is equivalent to about 10% back on your purchases. And one of the best ways to remember all our loved ones during Memorial Day is to make sure that we are safe and secure for our families and for our futures. And so that's why I just want to emphasize more than any other year, right now we are facing a food crisis. We're facing obviously a fertilizer crisis, an energy crisis in our world. It has not been resolved yet. It's going to get more difficult for the rest of this year and into 2027. So right now at healthrangerstore.com, we have certified organic lab-tested food supplies, including long-term storable foods, many of them freeze-dried in number 10 steel cans that are sealed for ruggedness and portability and long-term durability. And I can't guarantee what our supplies are going to look like later on this year. So this is a great opportunity to stock up now while we have supplies, and we have them at relatively good prices. I mean, we haven't hiked our prices, but food inflation is going to kick in. The harvest season in the fall or even the winter coming up is going to be probably brutal in terms of scarcity and pricing. And there's no question that our prices will reflect that. So they will go higher naturally in the fall, the winter, and well into 2027. So right now, the best prices you're going to find, and huge discounts on many items, and roughly 10% back in terms of loyalty points on your purchases. So go to, again, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day, beginning May 21st at 11 a.m., and stock up, because we've got it. We've got it tested and clean and certified organic. We've got it all in our warehouses right here in Central Texas. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I want to wish you all a happy Memorial Day. Take care.